Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast, where we promote better living for healthy Texans. Every episode, we'll cover a health or wellness topic, as well as some lifestyle challenges that we face.
I want to talk about Christmas and our fun things we do it during Christmas time. So first off, we're going to go into movies. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
That one's hard, actually. I know the tradition is we always watch the Christmas Story. Is that
Christmas
with
Story?
That lamp leg?
Yes. And you're going to shoot your eye out.
Yes. But I think my favorite is lately the one with the Vanessa Hudgens on Netflix. What is it? The princess one.
I have to look it up.
I haven't seen the new one. It's been a new one on Netflix. There's a part
three. The
Princess Switch?
The that Princess Switch. Fun. Yes. I like that one. I don't know.
I watched the new one the other day. So.
See, I need to watch the new one. I haven't seen it.
I think I have seen those. They are cute. They're super cute.
I like a love twist.
How about you, Jessica?
I think I'm going to have to stick to Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. We always watch that when we're putting up the tree. I like it too. But my favorite, it's like a 30-minute deal. It's Prep and Landing. Oh, my gosh. It is so funny.
Have you seen it?
I haven't even heard of that.
The show's loving it.
Oh, my gosh. The little things in there, yes, y'all got to see it.
It's about Prep and Landing.
It's about elves who prep the area for Santa.
Yeah, they prep the area for Santa. And so the reindeer are coming in like, I'm coming in hot, man. We're coming in hot. It's so funny.
I don't know. I like to keep it kind of classic. The Home Alone movie.
Oh, we watched those. Classic. Yeah. Yeah. Which one? Fun. There's so many. The classic, the one in New York. One and two.
Yeah, it had to be like one and two. Okay. I mean, three is good, and then there's supposed to be a new one out. Mm-hmm.
So there is. There's supposed to be a new one. I thought I saw that.
Wait, I have to look that one up. She's making a list.
I thought I saw that. So that's fun. So that's our movie traditions. What else? What is your favorite Christmas thing? Like, what is something you could not do without for Christmas?
Christmas tree.
All the decorations. The lights. We have to turn the lights on.
Yes, like the lights are like the...
Outside.
Like when it's dark inside with just maybe your fireplace and then the glow from the Christmas tree lights. Yes. I love that.
Oh, that's great.
And the stockings.
And going to look at Christmas lights. Yeah. You know, like driving around.
So yeah, I was told people really don't do that anymore, but that's one of my favorite things to do.
That's mine because I'm cheap. I do not put up lights, but I will go see other people lights.
I'm scared of heights, so putting up lights isn't going to happen.
Yeah. We don't put up lights either on the outside because my husband is definitely scared of heights, and then I don't do them. So unless the boys do it, it's not going to happen.
So I love seeing other people's. But I'm like you.
But you know what I want to do? I want to do that Grinch one that's only like a, you know, like a half string of lights and it's pulling it down, and the Grinch is right there.
That's genius. I think I'll pay for that. I'll pay for that, but I am cheap, so.
That's my favorite. That's what I've always wanted to do because, you know, that's easy.
That is easy. I'm going to do that. That's fabulous. I like that. I really do.
I like looking at all the blow-up things, but.
Really quick, Christmas tree debate. Do you want real or fake?
Fake.
I like fake, but I like the smell of real.
Both.
Right? So then you just get the smelly thing that makes it smell like it's real in the house.
So when I grew up, we did a cedar tree as our Christmas tree.
Oh my gosh, I would have allergies the whole time.
But I love the smell of it.
And coughing and dying the whole time.
So that's like a real Christmas tree for me. We never like went and bought one. We just went off the ranch and chopped one down. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty legit.
Yeah. Yeah, right? We went to Walmart.
There should be a Hallmark movie about this.
There really could be.
There's a song.
Because sometimes, you know, depending if there's a drought or something, you know, sometimes the tree's a little weird looking. So it's not like pretty, but it's unique.
That's a good tradition. I like that. We used to get our tree, a real tree, and then truthfully, I'm tired of seeing $100 go up in flames on Christmas
Day.
Yeah, so stop that.
Get rid of it.
We couldn't get one last year. It wouldn't come in time, a fake one. So we started decorating a cactus. Okay, yes. Cactus.
Yes.
Really?
That's very Texas. I like it. I like it a lot.
When does Christmas go up and when do you start listening to Christmas songs? For us, December 1st. You stop December 25th. It's down.
So, what time on Christmas Day do you stop? Because I feel like that's kind of like Christmas Grinch. Like, nope, we're not.
Maybe a little bit.
Like, is it like at midnight or like after lunch or?
No, it's after we eat and stuff, but when everybody's just kind of settling down. The thing is, like, my house isn't that big, so when all, it just seems cluttered to me. So I'm like, nope, done, out. You know, like, it's just...
You are the Grinch.
It's too cluttered.
Oh, that's so cutthroat.
That is.
So but Tessa, then they're done with it. Tessa and I started listening to Christmas music the other day, and then Matt changed the channel. But really, like, decorations and everything, right after Thanksgiving. Like, the next day.
That's when we go up.
Yeah. Like, let's see. We will be back home on Saturday, so Saturday everything will go up.
Yep.
Oh,
okay.
Great. Oh, but when do I stop listening to? I don't know. I guess like the day after Christmas? The 26th, maybe?
Oh, no.
When do they stop playing the music?
Sorry, Jessica's playing the music.
When do they stop playing the music?
I'm hearing after New Year's for Jessica.
Into January. My Christmas tree probably will stay up through January because laziness is one. I don't want to have to take it down.
Well, yeah, but in January.
It's still Christmas season.
Yeah. Probably like... I'll probably take down the decorations, like, New Year's Day or whatever, you know, because we'll be home.
See?
But the Christmas music, I mean, we've already started listening to it. Matt protests. We listen to it anyway. It's fine.
I get protests from my kids and my husband also. So that's why it's like, no, then we're doing it December 1st. You have 25 days of this, and that's all I get.
Oh. I feel like we're the Grinch in our family because we don't really, like, like, you all put it on. Like, we just, like, what's on Netflix? Like, we don't need music.
Yeah.
But I will say, at least Christmas movies, like, we'll get in the Christmas theme and watch the series of Christmas. So, and that usually starts after Thanksgiving.
Last year we started, I just put out some puzzles, and we would...
Were they Christmas themed?
One of them was Christmas Vacation. The other ones, a couple of them weren't, but we would put it out on the coffee table. So then when we were watching a movie, we would all end up sitting together, watching the movie and putting the puzzle together.
That's
I think we're going to do that again. Barrett just wanted a new puzzle, so we're going to, he said, what, during Christmas? So we're going to start that again.
Do you all do games? So that's something we got into. Random fun fact about our family as a tradition. I forgot what happened. So when we were little, we always did a skit during a holiday, whether it was a magic act that was ugly, but we did it. And then, or we tried to be a band and it was awful, but they listened. But we always did something. And then when we got older, we stopped. And then my grandma was all heartbroken because we never did a skit. I'm like, we're old. And she was like, but you all need to do something. So we got into games. So every year we all bring a game for us to play. And we just bought, there's a new... Loteria? Is that what it's called? That card bingo game? There's a modern version on Target, and we bought it, so, like, we're going to do it. So it's, like, El TikTok. That's a card.
Oh. That's funny.
Yeah, so, like, it's a modern version, so, like, we're excited to play that one for Christmas. But we do games. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it puts you in the hot seat. There was literally the red chair, and it put me in the hot seat. So talking, if anyone's seen that movie on Netflix when they're like, oh, like, he's, like, oh, that's a Christmas miracle. You have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Like, I was in the hot seat, and they're like, yeah, Jocelyn, if you ever had a boyfriend, it would be a Christmas miracle. I'm like, ow, this is heartbreaking. And what's sad is that we had a new person for Christmas. My friend from my cousin invited us from California. He was the one making these comments. I'm like, you don't know me.
How do you even know me?
Yeah,
like, what's happening here?
I was like, red flag.
Right? Oh, jeez.
We get too competitive. It's weird.
I know. As soon as you said games, your face was like, no. Mm-hmm. How long do you play Monopoly? How long does yours take?
Oh, we did all day Monopoly. We ended up...
That's too long.
We did a... we ended up, like... So we split. All of a sudden, the boys are... It was the four of us and the boys. I don't know. Somehow, we split teams where I think Hunter was with Phil and I was with Barrett. And... Oh, and then that got dirty. Like, we're just so...
Who won?
I think we just called it because... We had to walk away. At some point, you have to walk away from Monopoly.
So you both
you
lost.
You do.
Yeah.
I mean, because it just never ends.
Yes.
It will take.
And I think there was some cheating going on. Not on my side.
I don't know your treasure.
I
am a rule follower.
We play games, but it's like, what's the one that Alan came up with? Like, where the...
Oh, the name.
Oh,
I know what
you're
talking about. Let me look it up. Oh, I have it on my phone.
And you have to guess what's on your forehead.
Yes,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like, point it down if you get it right. Yeah.
Heads up?
Yeah. I think that's what it's called. Heads up.
Or something like that?
I don't know, but it's so much fun. You have to like act out stuff. We get
but sometimes
silly.
The topics are hard. I don't know. One time we picked a topic and I was like, I don't know who that person is. Move. And it was like, move, pass.
All of them?
I think that would be me. Like, what? I don't know who that is.
It ends up being like all of us like yelling at the person. We're like, you know this. And they're like, no, I don't. Like,
I want to have you know one time we were playing it and like we all forgot this sport and we're like, doing baseball, and they're like, baseball, and they're like, yeah, and I'm like, that's not the sport. And I was like, yes, it was, and we went back, and we're like, oh.
It's like, not.
That was not the sport, but we read baseball. No, well, talking about Christmas traditions and everything else, but Christmas comes to an end, and we have a new beginning, and New Year's resolutions, and what have you, but... yes, you should check our episode on New Year's resolutions. I think it's episode 2 or 3. That's been a while. What episode are we on? We're like almost in our 50 episodes. I'm really proud of that.
Wow.
We've been on for a while. But for me in particular, this is Dawson talking. For those who know my voice. For those who don't, hi. But it's been a sweet ending to new beginnings. This is my last episode, unless you invite me as a guest, I'll definitely do an interview on this podcast. I am leaving the Fabula AgriLife, leaving Texas A&M AgriLife Extension in general, and moving on to the vet school as their new social media specialist. So it's a bittersweet, okay, I see some teary eyes around
the rest of Fabula does not approve with this, or... Yep,
we are happy for you, but we're sad.
Thank you. I'm sad too. It's been an emotional process.
Are we happy for her?
It's a sweet ending, Nicole.
No, we really are happy for her, but we're super sad that she's leaving us. So
yes, it's a bittersweet. Someone
else is leaving.
Yes, I want to say I'm very proud of everything we've done in Fablo. I'm very proud of everything. It's been an evolving process, but more importantly, I wrote a beautiful, sweet ending, new beginning letter in our December newsletter. So if you are a true fan, you can always get our new newsletter and it will always be posted on our Fabula AgriLife private Facebook group. So make sure to go find us. But yes, it's been a beautiful, fun, flourish ride. As like I say, it's the sweet Jessica, darling Drew, and we corrected from sassy to lovely Nicole. But they are going to stay here and continue with this fabulous program, this fabulous collaboration. We didn't need to title it, but we made it fun, and it's always been fun. And if we want to be part of our online community, because even though I won't be part of Fablo, I will still be part of the community, so you will definitely see comments from me on the social media group. But definitely stay on. They're going to continue and make this fun and engaging. Like I put in the letter, marvelously engaging, so continue to be part of it.
Speaking of our online group, I want y'all to, we're going to have a post in first of December, comment on your favorite Christmas song and we're going to make a playlist. Then we're going to send it to Jocelyn so she can always remember us while she's sitting in her new office.
Yes, and think about these songs because we were seeing some on Pinterest and Drew was like, nope.
Think about the artist, you know, because sometimes you like the song, but you're like, wait, that person shouldn't be singing this.
Yes.
Oh, right. It needs to be like
the original.
So like
or the one that
for
you
me,
know.
All I Want for Christmas, I like the Mariah version. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? What version do you like? There's so many versions.
That
one's my favorite.
It's pretty good.
So you're going to have to be specific.
Yes.
Song and who's singing it.
And that's the sassy.
Fine, you can change it back.
No, I know. It's lovely. It's a lovely Nicole.
I feel some sarcasm right now.
What would be my word, Nicole? Yeah, you can say it.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Oh, we got some words. But no, we definitely, definitely have a fabulous and wonderful Christmas and a happy New Year. If you don't hear this till January.
Stay safe.
Be mindful.
Just breathe.
Stay sweet. And stay fab.
You've been fabloed.